The federal government says the city is not drawing down its Sandy aid fast enough and risks losing some of the money. That's despite progress in the city's Build It Back recovery program. WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports.
Federal housing officials say New York has been so slow in claiming Sandy aid that it could lose a chunk of the $425 million available through mid-August. Amy Spitalnik, a spokeswoman for the mayor, says the city has actually been spending plenty of money. The problem is processing the paperwork.
A contractor does the work. The city is billed by the contractor. The city pays the contractor. Then the city finishes the documentation and submits it to HUD. And then the city gets reimbursed by HUD.
Mayor de Blasio has reformed the Build It Back program that repairs and rebuilds Sandy-damaged homes. He's gotten more than 1,000 projects underway and sent out another 2,500 reimbursement checks. Still, Margaret Becker of Legal Services NYC says,
there are still too many administrative hurdles that are throwing people off track. And I don't know a single client whose house is under construction or much less rebuilt.
She says some homes are built too close together to repair easily. There's a shortage of building crews, and some homeowners have been forced to spend their initial repair money on other expenses. Spitalnik, the spokeswoman for the mayor, says the city is taking steps to address those issues.
The exponential pace at which things have increased over the last few months is going to only grow farther.
She says the city won't have any problem meeting HUD's deadline. HUD will determine that in another 6 months. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.